There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Lots of information here for you to absorb, so pay attention. Those of you who are interested in your health and well-being, this is the place where people come from all over the country, all over the world, to listen to Ken update us on the important stories of the week as reported by the medical journals. Everything is connected to the heart, right? Would you agree with that overview?
I think eventually you can get back to it. Absolutely.
Right. Yep. Okay. So let's talk about women's hearts and the shape of your body, how your body looks. I thought this was sort of the same thing for men. How is it unique that your body shape will change your risk for a heart attack?
Well, you know, kids are not little adults when it comes to medicine, and women and males, let me tell you, are in many ways very different medically. And here's an example. This comes out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, Doug, that excess belly weight, a so-called apple shape, raises a woman's risk for a heart attack even more than overall obesity. While obesity does raise heart attack risk in both sexes, women with bigger waists and waist-to-hip ratios have a greater odds for a heart attack than men who have a similar apple-shaped body. Looking at how fat tissue is distributed in the body, especially in women, can give us more insight into the risk of a heart attack than that general measure of obesity, such as the body mass index, BMI, that all the doctors are now measuring. I think it bothers anyone whose waist is too large, and it's just a matter of how you deal with it. And the key is that
all right, how do you deal with it? When somebody comes to you who's way overweight, a woman. As a matter of fact, I saw one of them when I was in your office a couple of weeks ago. Woman who's just bulging at the middle, and you know she's not going to last long because it just is, you know that they don't last long. When you're carrying that kind of weight around, what do you say? Do you say anything different to the women than the men?
Well, I'm a preventive cardiologist, so I like to keep people on planet Earth as long as I can. And if one's weight is more than it should be, that's a key risk of early demise. So I do like to get there into a gentle way, but you know, I realize adding emotional stress is also hugely bad for the heart. So you have to do it in a way that doesn't defeat the goal. The goal is to get people living longer, staying on planet Earth and enjoying that voyage as long as they can. So it really depends on getting the trust to the patient and not letting this become any more of a hot topic than it is, but really both of us as a team getting to realize why there's so much value to getting that down and just ripping it apart slowly. You don't do this overnight, and it's just a matter of changing your lifestyle, and everyone can do it. I don't care who they are. I mean, I did it in midlife, lost a huge amount of weight. I've kept it off a long, long period of time in midlife. And I don't care who you are, you can do it. And it's just a matter of untangling the reasons why and then educating how you can lose weight. And I don't want anyone to give up. You know, it's really easy with the guys, because I easily tell any guy who's overweight, I've never met an obese 90-year-old male. Yeah, and that's true. Yeah. I mean, so if you want to get to 90 and you're a guy and you're obese, you're never going to make it, because I haven't seen one in my whole life, and I've talked to my colleagues. I'm still waiting to meet that first obese 90-year-old male. And with regards to female, it's pretty rare. I think I've known two in 30 years of practice.
Really? Well, the old word to the wise is sufficient. Here's something I want to remind you about. Those of you who know that Ken as a cardiologist is going to tell you about omega-3s. He'll tell you to eat fish and to get into your body that way, and that certainly is the most desirable way. But let's face it, most of us don't have that much fish in our diet, and so we need to supplement. And the best way to supplement omega-3s is with Krill Omega 50 Plus, that also has CoQ10. So you've got omega oil, omega-3, the best fish oil. You've got krill oil, which is great for your joint comfort. And then you have CoQ10, which gives you energy. So it's a small pill, make a big difference in your life. It's available now, free. Get a free bottle, 30-day supply. See how highly innovated this formula is by feeling how it takes care. You'll feel the difference. You really will. And they know that you will. That's why they're giving you a free bottle, because they know after you feel well, you'll go back and buy the product, keep yourself supplied. Purity Products at 800-355-1493 offers you the opportunity to get this brand new Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, a free bottle. Just pay the shipping. That's all you have to do. It's fish oil, krill oil combined, the best of both worlds, and you'll feel the difference in a week. You will. Here's a whole month's supply free, though, of the Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. The only place you can get it free, 800-355-1493. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Doug Steffen, standing at your desk, something that's been touted. I had a studio built for me once that required that I stand because I liked, I thought I was more alert, I was more attentive rather than sitting down if I'm up. And so it worked. I actually rebuilt a whole studio setup when I was running WEEI in Boston. We rebuilt the studios and built all of them to be chest high so that the announcers had to stand up while they were doing the news, etc. So that's, according to this study that you're about to focus on, not good for you.
Is that still in existence? And how did that turn out?
I don't know. It was all right for me.
It's hard to
remember. This was the mid-80s when I did that.
Ancient time. Well, this is another example, Doug, about how intuition about the body doesn't always pay out and turn out the way you think it would. And this is why you have to test these things out. Because what we learned is that standing desks may not be so beneficial after all this week. This was published in the medical journal Ergonomics. We remember earlier this year, we reported that prolonged sitting leads to a buildup of the bad kind of fat around the organs, increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Well, this week we learned that prolonged standing is also bad for us. This new study found that adults who stand for 2 hours while working experience an increase in whole body discomfort and a reduced mental state.
Really? So, We go back to sitting down. One of the reasons that we thought this was good is because we were up and moving around.
That was intuitively what we thought. Well, you have to thread this needle. So you have to sit, but don't sit too long and get moving and stand a little bit.
Stand a little bit. So up and down is good. That's what I do.
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The body likes to move. That's, I think, really what the secret is.
Move it and groove it. As they say, another good study, another good bit of information on how you can work through your life. Ken's always finding more material. For example, this is a real warning shot. How anybody doesn't get this at this point in our revolution, God only knows. But there are a lot of women who are still smoking while they are pregnant, according to this late information. Why would you do that?
Just out this morning from the CDC, Doug, is that 1 in 14 women smoke during pregnancy. Now, smoking while pregnant, it can cause a baby to be born premature, and it triples the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. Moreover, children whose mothers smoked while they were pregnant are also more likely to develop asthma and to have heart defects after birth. Mom, why would you smoke while you're pregnant?
Why'd you smoke at all? How many of your patients that come to you about, what's the youngest person you're treating right now?
I treat people 18 and over.
Okay. So, would you treat them? But who is that? Do you have an 18-year-old now that you're treating for some malady?
Yes.
Yeah. And is it a heart-related problem, or is it circulatory, or is it
congenital heart disease? They're born with an abnormal heart.
And what's the chances of that person surviving?
Oh, today it's amazing. Oh, is it? We're allowing, there's now adult congenital heart disease specialists. These are a specific type of cardiologist who just deals with people who have these very unusual heart disease issues and works with them from birth to adulthood. And it's amazing what we're able to do today. People who would not have survived more than a few weeks are now making it to 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s.
Really?
It's amazing. Mm. I've seen this in my own practice lifetime. People who would not have made it now making it to midlife.
How much of that is diet? There's a couple of studies out this week focused on what your favorite diet, the Mediterranean diet, and then there's additional information for those who are veggies, vegetarians. I thought you were not a pro-vegetarian eater.
I didn't say that.
Maybe Jack Stockwell is.
I'm not against it. It's just you have to individualize this. And actually, the news this week out of Circulation, which is a very important heart journal from the American Heart Association, is that two eating plans, a low-calorie vegetarian diet that includes eggs and dairy, and a low-calorie Mediterranean diet protect your heart equally. The Mediterranean diet includes poultry, fish, and some red meat, as well as fruit, vegetables, beans, and whole grains. So there's more than one choice for a heart healthy diet. And I think, and I've been actually advocating this, that these two diets are equal. And you have to, in terms of keeping your heart and circulation healthy, you have to find out which one works for you. I think, Doug, what I meant to get across to you is that personally, for me, the Mediterranean combined with the DASH diet, which we can also talk about, is what works best for me. But for some people, the vegetarian diet works well for them. And the net result is that they're both equally effective for keeping the circulation and heart healthy. And that was reaffirmed by this Circulation article that's out just this week.
All right. So then give us your plug for the DASH diet as well, because that, according to a study, is good for a number of different things.
If we have time, the American Academy of Neurology's 70th annual meeting in Los Angeles this week, that eating a DASH diet lowers your risk of depression. So here's a way to treat and prevent depression through diet alone. The DASH diet, that's the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. It consists of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts, and it restricts foods high in saturated fats and sugar.
All right. DASH diet, vegetarian diet, Mediterranean diet, kind of diet. I go on the water diet. I take, when I feel like I ought to shake a couple of pounds now, my new thing is lemon squeezed into a glass of hot water with honey.
Well, it's all about the calories losing weight. And the DASH diet, you don't have to be hypertensive, high blood pressure to eat the DASH diet. I don't have high blood pressure. I eat the DASH combined with the Mediterranean. Watch my calories, and you're going to have a very healthy diet.
Do you cook for yourself?
If I must. Yes.
I mean, you work different hours. You start early in the morning, got to have a good breakfast at the end of the day.
I keep track of it, and I am not against cooking, and I like to prepare what I need. But if I'm not going out, which is most of the time, I'm cooking for myself.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule for my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better, generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
The premier way for you to get a handle on your health is listening to this program, because Dr. Ken is in his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mardura, Florida. And I'm sure today, not like any other day, he will see people who actually listen to him on the radio when he visits every week with us here. So if you're someone who's either in the area or you're going to Orlando, or you've got a question and you feel it's really serious and you trust Ken because of the way he conducts himself on the air here, then call him at his office. Call 352-735-1400 and line yourself up an appointment to see Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400. Here's a study that suggests pot could end opioid dependency. 12 million new cancer cases a year, and those who have to undergo surgery, of them, 1 in 10 will become dependent on painkillers, opioids. And so now this study, the opioid epidemic is killing 116 people in our country every day, Ken, because of lethal overdoses, pain medications irresponsibly prescribed by doctors who are, in some cases, enhancing their own pocket by selling these things. But this study at the European Journal of Internal Medicine, study was done largest medical marijuana provider in Israel, investigating the efficacy of using cannabis for cancer patients. What they found was that at least for cancer patients, anyway, marijuana could help stop opioid dependency before it starts. Study found cannabis can be the most effective way in reducing patients' use of opioid painkillers. When's the last time you were in a situation when you prescribed somebody a painkiller that was an opioid? Or do you just stay away from them?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
That's an area that I just don't even get involved in.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 of the patients regularly took medications altogether, and that is a problem, isn't it? Is that as much of a problem? I understand opioids are a problem by themselves, but when you mix some medications, that can be a Molotov cocktail your body, right?
Definitely. And remember, this is a subgroup of patients who already are dealing with cancer, chronic cancer, have a not so great prognosis, and are dealing with all of the pains and unpleasantries of treatment. And medical marijuana may be a possible substitution for opioids and getting people off of opioid addiction. And so this is an area that I'd be comfortable with. The problem is that, you know, marijuana has, and cannabis has, its own set of issues.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, pick your poison. And in all situations, it's not the best choice, but in some, it may be an okay choice.
Here's another interesting story. You be the judge of that. Active white men have more plaque. White men who exercise at high levels raise their risk of a dangerous buildup of plaque in their arteries by the time they reach middle age. Study at the University of Illinois, Kaiser Permanente, and the study, which included both white and black participants, researchers categorized participants into three groups: those exercising below the national guideline, those meeting the national guideline, those exercising above the national guideline. And surprisingly, the study found that men who exercised the most were 27% more likely to develop plaque than those who exercised the least. Why would that be?
That is surprising. Depends what you're, maybe you don't have time to brush your teeth.
Well, and that's, why don't you connect the dots there? Because people say, I've got plaque in my teeth and I have plaque in my arteries. It's not the same thing. That's not true. It is the same thing.
Well, it's the common denominator is excess inflammation, but it looks different. It's a bit different. And, you know, the plaque in the heart, in the circulation, are these fatty plaques, combined fat and calcified with excess inflammatory cells. Mm-hmm. And these rupture and cause heart attacks. And the plaque in the gums is just excess inflammation, and they all lead to the same pathway, not good things, to disease. So get rid of inflammation in your body, eat healthy, exercise, and use that floss and toothbrush, and you'll keep your heart healthy, because excess inflammation in the gums will travel to the heart and cause circulation issues.
Right. And that's the point that I was making. One of the important things to remember is how your gums are very impactful on your overall
yes.
health.
Having a good periodontist can be a good way to prevent heart attacks.
Yep. So the dentist, I had two cavities removed about a week ago, and the dentist said to me, I haven't had cavities for 18, 19 years.
Wow.
So I said, what the heck? Why do I have cavities now? I'm careful, brush my teeth with, he says, nothing to do with brushing your teeth, except it isn't that you brush your teeth, it's how you brush your teeth. And he asked me if I was brushing my gums. And I said, no, I don't brush my gums. Brush my teeth.
You
he said,
brush
no, no, you
gums.
Gotta, you have to brush your gums, because when you get a little older, sometimes the gums recede, and that exposes the non-enamel part of your tooth easier to get some kind of a blemish on it.
Especially so, that surface of the gum where the tooth and gum meet. That's a key spot to get to
right.
brush.
Exactly, and that's where my cavities were, right there. And so
do you floss?
I do.
Do you use toothpicks?
Not much.
That's a
no.
good also to
really.
To get into that gum
get
line with
this.
A with
yeah.
the tip of a toothpick.
The Stimudents. I remember my
that's it.
Father used to use
Excellent.
Stimudents all the
Excellent.
Time. Maybe I should do that. But I think flossing. If you get the stuff now, what I'm doing with my electric toothbrush is focusing on the gums and trying to, in essence, push them up.
Ask a dental hygienist to show you how to use a toothpick. That was an upgrade for me when I learned how to do that.
Really?
Yes, it's a big deal. So it's really toothbrush and flossing and adding that toothpick. It's amazing. And you just get regular toothpicks. But you have to have someone show you how to do it.
Nice.
They love it. The dental hygienists love the toothpick.
Speaking of hygiene, keep your MyPillow clean by washing it. You can wash it with regularity. You can dry it. This is the only pillow that has as its main ingredient it's a very interesting combination. This guy has come up with a fabulous pillow, Mike Linder, who's created a business out of a need that he had to get a good night's rest himself. When he invented MyPillow, his dream was to help as many people as possible to get a good night's rest, and that is why he personally guarantees the MyPillow. He says it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Mike Lindell ought to know he wasn't getting a good night's rest, so he invented these puppies himself. And now the two-pack premium MyPillow special radio offer with the code DJV, you will get these pillows are all backed by a 10-year warranty as well as a 60-day money-back guarantee. This is the best offer on the board right now. Get the MyPillow 4-pack, 50% off of the regular price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You get four pillows for the price of two at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. There are all kinds of other things that are there. This is a fabulous website. You'll have a good time. If you like to shop, you look around at all the things. They have all the tools there, all the bells and whistles that will help you. Act fast. There's not a lot of time left for some of the specials that are there. Take advantage of all the helpful sleep aids at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Slamming you with lots of great health information. Helpful, helpful, helpful. Dr. Ken, you just found something that you thought was intriguing. I always like it when we're doing our research, either behind the scenes or as we go. So what did you just find that you thought would pique people's interests?
This confirms to me how popular the plastic surgeon is getting, because not only the women, the men are going. This just came out. The most popular minimally invasive procedures, there were 15.7 million last year, include Botox, soft tissue fillers, and chemical peels. Of the nearly 1.8 million cosmetic surgical procedures, breast augmentation, liposuction, and nose reshaping top the list. And I think this is just going to be a booming area with the improving economy.
Nose reshaping. There you go. That's something that more women have that done than men, don't you think?
We only can ask the plastic surgeons, because they're keeping that under their hats.
Under wraps. Okay, here's something I'm considering. You and I were talking about this when I had my checkup with you last month. Cataract surgery. I have small cataracts developing in my eye, and I wear glasses. I want to eliminate that. A study in California suggests that women, especially 65 and older, who undergo cataract surgery reduce their risk of premature death. Now, I wonder why that would be, because they can see where they're going and what they're doing. There's a practical side to that, I suppose, right?
It may be that. These may be. I'm only speculating because I think that needs to be studied more to untangle that. But whether this is a focus of inflammation, that's a good question.
Yeah. I have my experience with Dr. Benjamin, who's a Russian eye surgeon in Los Angeles, tells me that he has a procedure that he actually cuts out the lens of your eye and puts in a new, basically what it is contacts. And they sew them in to your eye. You have new lenses. You don't need glasses. And the difference between that and LASIK is that the LASIK surgery, you do it, and 5 years later, you got to do it again. With this stuff, they put these in, you're done. You're golden for the rest of your life. So I thought that was a pretty good idea until I found out what it cost.
Maybe by correcting poor vision, you just do live longer, fewer accidents, fewer
I think there's a practical
reasons to get in
this.
Trouble. It may be that. Yeah. You don't fall.
No fall. You're careful of where. Yeah, I think it makes good
sense. And maybe you can see what you should be eating.
Yes, there you go. Here's another reason from Ken to get a flu shot. If you've had heart failure, and this is the sign, does heart failure equal having a weak immune system? Would you have heart failure likely if you don't have a strong immune system, Ken? One of the components of it?
There's not a direct association. It could be yes or no, maybe, but there's not a direct association.
All right. So the flu shot that do we get flu shots? If we were to do this, we would. The implication here, as you explain it, would be that flu shots ought to be taken year-round, at least for these people.
Absolutely. This is going to be presented March 11th at the American College of Cardiology meeting that's going to occur in my backyard here in Orlando, Florida. So if you're a heart failure patient, which is over 5 to 6 million Americans, amazingly, this new research suggests you would be wise to get a flu shot every year, Doug, an annual flu shot. It reduces patients' risk of death by 50% during the flu season and by 20% during the rest of the year. It also is associated with a 22% lower risk of hospitalization for heart problems.
Why? What's in the flu vaccine that works well to help people who have had heart failure? What are the ingredients?
Well, people who have heart failure are not being able to pump an adequate amount of blood to the body to keep up with the demand. So this added stress, the flu just tips people over into a very bad situation. So this is the reason why, we presume, but you know, we don't really understand these benefits yet, but we find them. And when people have heart failure, they just don't want any more physical or mental stress on the body, because each extra stress requires added energy, and it means more pumping of blood from the heart, and the heart just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, another item, because Ken is a noted cardiologist. American Heart Association has him as a spokesperson, so he's thought highly of. He's presented at many national, international conventions, because he studies the work that he does himself with his patients. Here's one about varicose veins. I'm very thankful that my sister has these, and I've seen them. My father had them. What actually is a varicose vein? And then explain what the Journal of the American Medical Association says is the danger.
Sure. This is a very common problem, and I don't want everybody to get worked up about it, because we're talking about the severe variety, but those tangled blue varicose veins that can pop up on your legs as you age, they may be more than unsightly. This new research suggests they might actually quintuple your risk of dangerous blood clots. These are known as deep venous thrombosis, DVT. These clots in the legs can be life-threatening if they travel to the lungs or heart. You know, the legs, you've got two-way traffic. You've got the arteries taking the blood from the heart to the ankles, and then the veins take it against gravity from the ankles back up to the heart. And it's a much easier route down than it is up. And the added pressure against gravity that the veins have to go through, as you get older, this added force that we push on our veins can sometimes make them protrude and move outward. And you get these big varicose veins, women after pregnancy especially, all of us as we age, very common. And in the past, we thought it was just a cosmetic problem. We thought it was a nuisance because sometimes they will hurt. But now we know it can be related to blood clots if you have these really severe kinds. If you do, you want to watch your legs especially, and you want to make sure you don't do any prolonged sitting. Just another reason, if you're on that airplane every hour, get up and walk. Get those compression stockings if you're on that airplane, and talk to your doctor if you need any blood thinner.
All right, so there's some good advice from cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Again, trying to keep people healthy is the number one reason for being here. And one of the ways to do that is to exercise the ability that you have to go online to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, and buy up enough of the product that features these fruits, ripened fruits and vegetables. They have a product that's for fruits, and they have a veggie product. One's in a red bottle, the other's in a green bottle, because that's what the capsules look like. And you'll take them, you can sprinkle them, if you will, 3 to 6 veggie capsules into a cup of warm broth and have a nice drink there. Great for your immune system. Balance your immune system with Balance of Nature veggies and fruits that are there for you to use and enjoy and benefit from. It's balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.